Thank you so much for joining me for today's Give Him 15. The title of today's post is Angels, Altars, and Holy Spirit Fire. It seems that something spiritually significant was released in the earth this past Pentecost Sunday. I have had three significant reports sent to me regarding this. I'm sharing one of them today, and we'll share the others next week. The first one is from my brother, Tim Sheets. This word is very, very powerful and encouraging. He also gets pretty preachy. Some of you will like that. All of you will like it. Tim shares, Pentecost was a day in church history that began a new and unique partnership of Holy Spirit with mankind. He not only surrounded those in the upper room with his presence, he filled them with it. It was a day that gave identity and purpose to the church's very existence. The King's Ecclesia was born. Holy Spirit and his angels set the room ablaze with the fire of his presence and fell on this upper room altar. Angels were present in this upper room to keep the portals open so power could fall from heaven upon the prayer warriors gathered. The angels were also there to set fire to a new movement on the earth. A new era was about to begin. When Holy Spirit moves, he is always accompanied by massive numbers of angels. They help minister the fire of God's glory to the remnant. Angels are carriers of the glory fire, presence of Holy Spirit, and they assist God's movements and outpourings on the earth. I believe, Tim says, I believe we are moving into a super Pentecost season. A fresh outpouring of Holy Spirit enabling us to take the gospel into all the world with signs, wonders, and miracles. As we celebrate the great outpouring on that first New Testament altar and rejoice over what God did through the early church, we are also expectant that Holy Spirit fire will fall on the altars our prayers have been building today. Fire often represents God's presence. In Acts 2, when Holy Spirit came into the room and ignited the altar, glory surged and erupted in the room. By the way, one of the other reports I've received also speaks of this power surge. Tim continues, flames of fire appeared over each believer, and angels of glory appeared in the flames. They administered fresh fire and assisted Holy Spirit's new campaign. Angels often appear as tongues of fire in Scripture. We know that angels do not die. I often say, Tim says this, I often say, there are no angel graveyards. Every angel mentioned in the Scriptures is still alive and working today. They are now working with Holy Spirit in another new era campaign, greater than what occurred in Acts 2. The promise of God is that a movement is coming in the latter times, greater than what occurred in former days. What will happen when Holy Spirit lights fresh fire in all the ecclesias? Churches that understand and move in Christ's Matthew 16:18-19 mandate. What will happen when Holy Spirit moves in all of them at the same time? Indeed, it will be a super Pentecost, a surging worldwide Pentecost. This has begun. A glorious ecclesia is rising in power, one which the gates of hell cannot overcome. Acts 2, verse 2 says, they heard a sound from heaven, like a mighty rushing wind. In Ezekiel 3 and 4, we read that when cherubim flew, their wings produced a brushing or swishing type sound. This sound has also been described by theologians as a violent type of fluttering, a drumming sound, the roar of a rapid river, or the sound of galloping horses. The angels produced a sound that rumbled. In Acts 2, at Pentecost, Holy Spirit entered the upper room and announced to the world and his forming ecclesia, it's time to rumble. I have been hearing this in the spirit, Tim says, a call to rumble. Every time I hear demonic doctrine being spewed, I cry, a cry from deep within me rises and says, it's time to rumble. When I hear the corrupt voices of Ahabs and Jezebels, I think it's time to rumble. I'm hearing a bold sound arising from a determined, fearless, and undaunted church. I'm hearing the sound of roaring fires blazing off ecclesia altars. I'm hearing the sound of another rushing, mighty wind and the voice of our thundering King, whose eyes flash like flames of fire and has glory flaming from his presence. Messiah, the Breaker, is coming to make a bodacious stand on earth and answer the question regarding his relevance. Politicians, God deniers, science liars, idolaters, unjust judges, and corrupt officials will understand that though they may question his relevance, he doesn't. His glory is amping up. The voltage and power in his kingdom are amping up. I'm hearing a call for the reigning church to engage in aggressive faith declarations with bold authority. I'm hearing a mighty rushing river and the sound of revival fires beginning to roll across the planet. This great outpouring will fuel it and be like a snowball going down a hill, growing larger and larger until it rolls over the gates of hell. It will steamroll over demonic strongholds, iniquitous systems, pretentious religion, doctrines of demons, antichrist systems of government, corrupt media, ungodly education, and philosophical strongholds. I hear King David's sound of marching in the mulberry trees. I hear the sound of remnant warriors arrayed for battle. I hear the rhythmic drone of angels flying in formation, coming at the speed of light to assist the king's ecclesia. I hear the shout of the king rising aggressively, declaring his sword through his remnant and his angel armies. I hear the victory drums of heaven. I hear chariots of fire rolling into position and the rattling of dry bones. I hear locks breaking, walls falling, and a great and mighty army beginning to march. I hear fire tornadoes spinning off the altars of God to go and destroy strongholds. I hear demons screaming, it's happening again. We are now progressing into an awesome new era planned by Holy Spirit. A new era denotes dramatic change. We are going to see rapid advancement and new doors of opportunity in an atmosphere of glory surges. Pentecost in Acts 2 was indeed awesome, but we have been promised it will happen again at a new and higher level. We're moving into a level of outpouring never seen before. Angels are opening portals over ecclesia altars. signs, wonders, and miracles will increase. The gospel of the kingdom will be presented in power, and revival fires will spring up, fanned by a new wind of Pentecost. Fireballs of glory, like comets out of heaven, will explode in our midst. Tim finishes by saying, I recently received a vision from the Lord, which I saw angels of glory dressed in off-white with a brilliant white sash. I then saw a large globe of the world that became a clock. As I watched, Holy Spirit placed himself in the center and became the hands of the clock. He then began activating hosts of glory angels in the direction of each number. I saw many angels moving in the direction of the number 12. Others moved toward 1, 2, 3, and so on, until angels had been sent to each number of the clock. I heard Holy Spirit then say, it is time to declare the release of glory angels into all of the earth. Wow. Powerful. He writes this prayer. Let's agree with him. Holy Spirit, at your word and command, and in the name of King Jesus, we activate the glory angels of your kingdom. By the multiplied thousands, send them in every direction until they have circled the globe. We ask for them to be activated and loose to prepare the earth for the coming Pentecost. Send them into all the world to prepare for the activation of your government on the earth and for the King and his kingdom to expand. We loose this in Jesus' name. We come into agreement with Holy Spirit for this time, and we declare that his plan, strategy, and activity will now be loosed throughout the earth. Do it, God, we pray in Jesus' name. And our decree today is, we decree that a fresh outpouring of Pentecost will now be released on the earth. Amen. Amen. Powerful. Well, thank you so much, and you lions out there, you can be sheep too if you want. But we are lions. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Have a great day. Bless you.